You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back, Ram fans. This is Rams Up, your favorite LA Rams podcast. We are proud members of the Fans First Sports Network. That's fansfirstsports.com. You can also follow us on YouTube. Our channel is at LA Rams Up. I'm your host, Mark. You'll hear from my co-host, Tom, on occasion as well. Hey, we're not Rams insiders. We're just longtime fans who love talking about our Los Angeles Rams. Let's get to it. Hey everybody, Mark from Rams Up here, episode 371. Dropping this on February 15th, which happens to be our three-year anniversary of this podcast. Hard to believe. 371 episodes over 3 years, and please do not go back and listen to some of those early podcasts. But I do encourage you to go back and listen to our last podcast, our roundtable with Ian and Tom. Had a nice discussion about the Super Bowl and what it means for the Rams moving forward and the 49ers and the NFC West. Really good discussion. I think it was one of our better episodes, so please check that out. But 3 years in the books, hopefully we can keep this going for you. Still letting this Rams Super Bowl win sink in. Well, I know it was actually a 49er loss, but is there that much of a difference? That was a lot of fun. This episode coming up here in a few minutes, we are going to continue our tour through Rams position groups. We're going to be talking defensive line. In the following episode, we'll talk about edge rushers, the pass rush essentially, and defensive line edge rushers. There's a little bit of overlap in some cases. Hard to talk about one without the other. So we'll do defensive line this episode, pass rushers the next episode. And I don't know if y'all caught it, but I think some Ram players and ex-players are enjoying this 49ers loss as much as we are. Bobby Brown and Aaron Donald both kind of trolling the 49ers a little bit. And Eric Dickerson, he had a little video out there just celebrating this 49er loss and pointing out that he just finds 49er fans pretty annoying. Hey, that's Eric, not me. So you got a problem with that. Go talk to number 29. Episode 371, I'll real quickly talk about a Ram player who wore number 71, and there was a good one, Joe Schebele, the offensive lineman, 10th round pick out of Notre Dame, a 1973 All-Pro player, anchored the Rams' offensive line for 15 years, played in 202 games. Joe Schebele, number 71 for our Los Angeles Rams. Time for a trivia question. Trying to dig up free agency-centric trivia questions since free agency is fast approaching. I'm going to throw this one at you and then we'll get to the answer at the end of this episode. On May 17, 2016, this New England Patriot defensive tackle signed a one-year contract with the Rams. He played in all 16 games for the Rams in 2016, recording 35 tackles and 3.5 sacks, but during the 2017 training camp, he suffered a torn ACL, sat out the year, returned in 2018, signed a one-year contract to remain with the Rams, suffered another knee injury in October, and missed the Super Bowl against his former team. Who was this defensive tackle? This should be a pretty easy one. Give it some thought. It will come to you. We'll give you the answer at the end of this episode. Wanted to share another mock draft I saw. This from a couple guys at Pro Football Focus. They had the Rams drafting edge rusher Latu out of UCLA. See how I avoided saying his first name this time. And Minnesota safety Tyler Newbin, 6'2", 210. Now, if you're getting him in the latter half of the second round, good value there. Problem is, I don't see the Rams drafting an edge rusher in the first round, and I don't see them drafting a safety in the second round. Feel even more strongly about the second part of that. Rams will draft a safety later. Now, if Jordan Fuller and John Johnson have both walked by the time the draft rolls around, maybe I change my opinion on that. But edge rusher in the first, safety in the second, I'm not feeling it. And Chad Reuter of NFL.com, he described what he thinks are the Rams' five needs. He went cornerback, edge, safety, kicker, and quarterback. Can't really take issue with any of that, although I don't think edge rusher is going to be something they find in the draft. We'll talk about that when we talk about the Rams' edge rushers in a couple of episodes. I can't really argue with anything else. Safety and kicker, yes, the Rams need a kicker. And quarterback, yeah, they need to figure out the backup situation. I don't know if I'd list quarterback as one of their top five needs unless you're strictly talking about a backup. And I don't think you necessarily find a backup in the draft. You're making a Super Bowl run and you're going to draft a quarterback as insurance in case Matthew Stafford gets hurt. No, you need to find a veteran like, I don't know, Carson Wentz for that job. Although that may have been the plan with Stetson Bennett last year, and I bought into that, and we saw how that worked out. I'll share one more mock draft with you. This one from Fan. I'll share one more mock draft with you before we move on to the defensive line. This one is from Luke Easterling of Fan Nation. Luke offered up the Rams' first three picks, and they are Jared Verse, the edge rusher out of Florida State. And he is a pro-ready player. I just don't think the Rams are going to go edge in the first round after drafting three edge last year. Kool-Aid McKinstry and Jackson Powers Johnson, among others, were still on the board. In the second round, Luke had the Rams taking offensive tackle Kingsley Suamataya out of BYU, another great last name for me to struggle with. Don't know much about him. I could see the Rams going tackle, though. I assume he's a former teammate of Puka Nacua. And in the third round, they had the Rams taking safety Jaden Hicks out of Washington State. Now, that's a little early for safety, in my opinion. Unless John Johnson and Jordan Fuller have both walked, then maybe they go safety a little earlier than they have in years past. Braden Fisk was still on the board at that spot, though, and man, I love that defensive lineman. It all depends on how free agency breaks out for the Rams. And, you know, the Rams might not be as active as we think. Would it be more likely that they offer up some draft picks in a trade for some established players rather than going the free agency route? Very possible. So many unknowns, but this draft from Fan Nation is okay. Hard to say without knowing for sure which Ram free agents leave and if the Rams pick up any free agents for themselves.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Let's continue our look at each of the Rams' position groups. We're going to jump over to the defensive side for the first time and take a look at the defensive line. First thing I'm going to do is take a look back at what defensive linemen the Rams have drafted over the years. We'll start with 2011. Now, some of these guys might be characterized as outside linebackers, edge rushers, maybe defensive ends, but we're just going to include all of them. In 2011, Rams hit on Robert Quinn. In 2012, they hit again on Michael Brockers. No defensive lineman drafted in 2013. And then in 2014, Aaron Donald and Michael Sam. Michael Sam listed as a defensive end in that draft. So three pretty darn good defensive linemen selected over those 4 years, Quinn, Brockers, and Donald. And then in 2015, their only defensive line draft selection was Martin Ifedi. No defensive lineman in 2016, and then in 2017, Tanzel Smart and Ijuan Price. Price, another defensive end. In 2018, John Franklin Myers, Sebastian Joseph Day, and Trevon Young. Franklin Myers and Joseph Day, both pretty good football players. In 2019, they hit again on Greg Gaines. Spent last year with Tampa Bay as a free agent. 2020, no defensive lineman selected. 2021, Bobby Brown. Jury's still out on him, but he's been a decent player. No defensive lineman in 2022. And in 2023, they may have hit twice. Kobe Turner, definitely. And considering Deshaun Johnson was Mr. Irrelevant, the last selection in the draft, considering that not a bad year for him in 2023. What defensive linemen are currently on their roster? Aaron Donald, Kobe Turner, and Bobby Brown. Those will be the three main guys. Deshaun Johnson and Corey Durden. Johnson, more of a five technique, plays on the outside. Durden, a zero or one technique. And then there's Jonah Williams, a restricted free agent. And Laurel Murchison is a free agent. Not sure if he'll be back. I expect the Rams will make a qualifying offer on Jonah Williams to retain him. Unrestricted free agents, there's a handful of attractive players. Some of them are going to be out of the Rams' price range. Chris Jones, Fletcher Cox, Javon Kinlaw, to name a few. Then there's the Bengals' DJ Reader, the Colts' Grover Stewart, the Dolphins' Christian Wilkins, and then two ex-Rams, two familiar faces, Greg Gaines, I already mentioned him, and Sebastian Joseph Day. As far as draft prospects go, two guys that will go in the first round, Byron Murphy, the second out of Texas, Jerzwan Newton out of Illinois, Leonard Taylor out of Miami could sneak into the first round, as could Michael Hall Jr. out of Ohio State. Likely second round picks, Chris Jenkins out of Michigan, Mason Smith out of LSU, and there's a handful of other guys, including the big guy, Tavondre Sweat out of Texas. 6'4", 362 pounds. A five-technique defensive end that could be there for the Rams in the second, possibly the third round, Darius Robinson out of Missouri. A guy I kind of like, Tyler Davis out of Clemson, 6'2", 299. He has an injury history, though. And hey, Rams love those Senior Bowl guys. Braden Fisk, the three-technique out of Florida State, 6'4", 295, turning a lot of heads at the Senior Bowl. And he has probably elevated himself, well, definitely into the third round, possibly even into the second round. And he just seems like the type of player the Rams would love. Would not be surprised if the Rams picked him, but it would probably have to be with that third round pick or maybe even the comp pick at the end of the third round. Someone could jump on him even earlier, actually. So where do I think the Rams go as far as the defensive line is considered? I just think they need to add a guy, just add a decent player. I don't think they need to use a first or second round pick on defensive line. Probably going to draft one later. But this current roster is pretty young aside from AD. Aaron Donald, 32 years old. Bobby Brown, just 23 years old. DeSean Johnson, 24. Kobe Turner, 24. And Jonah Williams, if he comes back, 28 years old. What I'd like to see them do is sign one of these mid-level free agent nose tackles, one technique type guys to help in the middle of that defense. I know I've mentioned Greg Gaines a couple of times. He's a known quantity, and that's what I like about him. He's not a superstar, but the Rams know what he brings to the table, and he's a pretty reliable, consistent player, or someone like him. Doesn't have to be him. Sign a veteran, established free agent that's not going to cost a fortune, and maybe use a late-round pick on a one technique in the draft. Devondre Sweat. He'll go early. McKinley Jackson out of Texas A&M, 6'2", 331. He might be available in the fourth round. Then there's a big drop-off, but draftable guys, Christian Boyd out of Northern Iowa, Miles Murphy out of North Carolina, and a handful of others. That's what I like to see them do, and then they don't need to spend a higher pick on a defensive lineman. Aaron Donald, 32 years old. Next year could be his last year. We really don't know. That would turn the mantle over to Kobe Turner, who is perfectly fit for that role to lead this defensive line. But I still think we're going to be pretty thin there if we don't start adding bodies at a guy this year especially. They have a lot of flexibility on the outside here. They could even use Michael Hoyt as a five-technique defensive end, and that's why I'd like to see them add that veteran and maybe draft one as well late. A one-technique or a zero-technique, a big body. So that's what I see them doing, or at least that's what I hope they do. Spend a little bit of money on a veteran to solidify that interior and then draft a defensive lineman later. But the one guy I really find attractive, Braden Fisk, Rams used one of their third-round picks on him. I'd be okay with that. Now, we haven't talked about edge yet, but if the Rams address the edge in free agency, could be in pretty good shape. Just imagine Byron Young, Khalil Mack on the outside, Aaron Donald, Kobe Turner, and Greg Gaines, or someone like Greg Gaines in the middle, and Bobby Brown as well. Mix in a little bit of Braden Fisk, perhaps. Be a pretty good defensive line. We'll talk about edge rushers next and kind of bring it all together, defensive line and edge rushers. It's not going to match what the Rams had at that start of the NFC Championship game with the 49ers. Leonard Floyd and Von Miller on the outside, Aaron Donald, A'shaun Robinson, and Marquise Copeland on the interior. A'shaun Robinson, here's another free agent for you. But a couple of smart additions, this could be a very, very good unit. And the answer to my trivia question, who was that defensive tackle, the New England free agent we signed? It was Dominic Easley. That's going to do it for this episode. Remember, you can reach us at ramsuppodcast@gmail.com. And don't forget about our YouTube channel. Our handle is at laramsup.com. Till next time, keep the horns up, stay safe, and have fun out there.